Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day to stay inside. There's a marathon running on.
The Good Day Marathon continues. I'm Doug Steffen. 33 past the hour now, broadcasting from the studios of WMEL up and down the Space Coast. John Harbour, who runs the radio station, a great friend of this program's. Roberta Fasinelli, also a great friend of the program. And once in a while, she actually shows up to be on the air to broadcast.
Yeah, it's nice cool. of her, isn't it?
Oh, well, very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com. Also responsible for lots of the content that we have at DougSteffen.com. For example, the story that you can see from today's show at DougSteffen.com from a church in Germany. They invited Star Wars fans to attend a special service this past weekend themed on Star Wars. So about 500 people showed up at church carrying lightsaber props or wearing Darth Vader masks. This is in church, folks. The Zion Church in Hamburg, I guess. Berlin.
It happens all the time, actually.
Does it?
Yeah. Remember the little church I got married in on the lake down in Southern Virginia? Yeah. Yeah. They had a service there where it was based
on Darth Vader when you got married there.
No. But
I wasn't invited.
No, you weren't you?
Appropriately. Huh.
No. So anyway, they had a service there where it basically connected the Bible and Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, the good, the bad, and the Force. And, you know, God. And it was really interesting. And these services take place all the time, especially now with Star Wars being so big. You will see churches all over the place connecting the good, the evil, the Force into their sermons. It's a natural fit. It works.
Well, because you see,
it's basically what George Lucas got it from. It's not like George Lucas just made this up.
It's spirituality.
Yeah.
And the focus is on spirituality, not necessarily just religion. Religion is trying to come back. Commercial industrial religion is trying to come back from the abyss by adopting things like this that are a part of the spiritual base of, at least in my lifetime, having wandered away from commercial industrial religion and into what is considered spirituality. Roberta still goes to church, but she has that same sort of bent, as do I. I think that there is so much in the Star Wars stuff. That's why I wish there wasn't so much violence in it, because the story in and of itself is so good. It's always the good and the bad, the black and the white. I mean, look at how simple is it? The bad guy wears black, and the good guys wear white.
Well, except for the bad guys who are white, too. The stormtroopers,
Yeah.
You know, the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy is based on Christian religions.
Yes.
It was a contest between Tolkien and C.S. Lewis as to who could write a book based on biblical and Jesus and all the stories surrounding it. And Tolkien came up with the Lord of the Rings, and C.S. Lewis came up with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
If you look deeply at many movies or music, you will see it's based in spirituality of some or religion at some point.
Yeah, right.
Look at U2. Right. I mean, we went through this before.
Oh, yeah.
All of U2's music is based on it from some point.
The Miss Universe contest doesn't have any good or bad, does it? It has no biblical. Is the Miss Universe pageant a biblical connection?
Garden of Eden, baby.
You think that's what it is? I'm looking at yet another story. Another shot at Steve Harvey. I just can't get over how, and here I am spending time talking about it, but I'm talking about it because I'm more annoyed that people are taking so much time and energy.
Oh, I think
to look
it's
at
huge.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Why is it huge?
I think it's huge.
Why?
If you looked at the expression on the girls' faces,
this
poor Miss Columbia.
We're broke. We're at war. There are all kinds of horrible things going on.
If you look at the big picture, sure. If you look at the big picture, sure.
So but it's Miss Columbia instead of Miss Philippines. Who cares?
She was crowned. She walked down the runway. She did the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, they take the crown off her.
Yeah.
The expression on their faces.
Oh,
It was incredible.
I'm hurt for life.
You know what? You know what? That one day when you get inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And they take it away.
And then they invite you to
take it away and give it
to it. me instead.
Right. No. I'm going to have them take it away.
Kenny's scenario is the right.
You tell me whether it's no big deal then.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Anyway. So apparently they pointed to the, I'm looking at the overview of what went on here, the cue card. There's some person that's supposedly giving the information to the teleprompter. I didn't think he was using a teleprompter.
No. He used a teleprompter throughout the whole show, and he was horrible at it. Kept mispronouncing words and having to correct himself.
He's a radio guy who's an extemporaneous ad libber. That's why he does so well in his daytime talk show. He does
on
the
his
Family
feet,
Feud.
Family Feud.
Not getting, this is a lousy job for him. He shouldn't have taken the gig. It's not a good job for him.
But.
He didn't have to worry about that anymore, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The winning moment is they do not put the winner on the teleprompter. It's all on the card because they don't want the other contestants to see the winner.
Isn't there something going around that he said backstage that's what was on the teleprompter?
It wasn't on the teleprompter.
It was on the card. He got the wrong card. He was given the wrong card. And he didn't know, he wasn't paying enough attention to know who the real winner was. He was just more or less being robotic. He took what they gave him, walked out there, and read what it
And they had rehearsals, and he never went for a rehearsal of that part of the show. So whether he took the wrong card, whether he read the card wrong, whatever it is, he didn't know what he was doing. He just took a card and read it.
See that story about the fruitcake? It's been around since 1878. We had the story at DougStephan.com.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Nope. This is a fruitcake that's been, I don't know how they're preserving it. This one called for a year of aging. So when the current cake was being baked, the previous years was ready for consumption. This was back in 1878. Fidelia Ford of Berkeley, Ohio, made this cake. And instead of it going from year to year, the cake has been saved and saved and saved. It's been preserved. It was 1878, Kenny, wasn't it? And so where does it get
so it's
placed?
Almost 140 years old?
Right. Well, fruit. We have that joke about fruitcakes every year, don't we? Yeah. You know, basically speaking, who wants to get a fruitcake?
I use it as a doorstop.
If it has a nice vanilla frosting on it, I think fruitcakes are actually quite nice, quite good. But apparently that's not the case with most people's taste for whatever the reason. Anyway.
Would you take a bite out of it? Would you eat
this one that's been around since?
I mean, some of the stuff in your refrigerator goes back to 1878.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, not true.
Cheese.
And then he makes soup out of it.
Right.
It's been cleaned out. All right. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So if your child says they're going to hold their breath until they turn blue, should you buy it? Well, you got to pay attention to it, especially if it's a medical thing. But more often than medical, it's a manipulation thing. Here's the science of it. When little Billy holds his breath, carbon dioxide in his blood increases and causes his little brain to automatically stimulate the breathing center, and voila, he breathes again. But what's the cheap psychological trick that's going on? Give in, and the child learns he can get his way long before their face turns bright blue. Granted, if your child has an asthma or medical problem, you gotta be more sensitive, but as a general rule, parents need to be parents, and when they say no, they need to stick with it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Flight Control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight Control.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
While waiting for a bus, Drew Houston opened his laptop to finish some work. Then it hit him.
He'd left his USB drive with the information he needed sitting on his desk at home.
He felt defeated and frustrated until he worked on something else.
What he wrote ended up being the foundation for Dropbox.
It's the file sharing service that lets users access their digital files, photos, and videos from almost any mobile device or computer.
Today, Dropbox has over 25 million registered users who save over a million files every 5 minutes.
Turn a problem into a solution you can share with others. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean...
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Heisman finalist obliterated the college record books in 1990, throwing for 5,100 yards and 54 touchdowns, more than his entire NFL career.
Klinger under pressure, throws it, has a man open, touchdown Houston.
So where is David Klinger now? David's pro career had few highlights, but it helped lead him to his life's path. During his NFL days, David was encouraged by his Bible class teacher to pursue a career in religious studies. David earned his PhD in Old Testament studies from the Dallas Theological Seminary, and in 2010 was named the director of its Houston campus.
Klinger zings it in the end zone, caught for the touchdown.
David Klinger, from play caller to true calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean...
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I have Greg Stebbin, who is our technology reporter. He also is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Focused this week on drone registration, as many of them will be sold and put into operation this week. The FAA says if you've got one, you better register it. So why is it important, other than the obvious, or maybe we need to explain the obvious to some people, Greg, as to why this makes good sense? Or maybe, in your opinion, does it make good sense?
Yeah. You know, that's...
Maybe not.
I'm a tech guy, you know, so yes. I'm not a political guy and I'm not a public policy guy. But I mean, clearly you can look at what drones are capable of and even just talk to Rich about his new drone. And you can say, well, there's probably some safety issues here. There's probably some privacy issues here. Whether they should be regulated by the government or not is, you know, someone else's domain. But there's clearly a need for public education around drones. And I think that's part of the intent here, is just to make drone owners stop and think before they fly their drones. These things can be dangerous. These things can get in the way of other aircraft, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is this the best way to accomplish that? I don't know. But clearly,
how's this
going
to keep them from getting in the way of other aircraft? Just because you're registered, that doesn't mean enough to keep them away from
these people will think about the... That's all I'm saying. I'm not arguing for it. I'm just saying if you go to the website, there's an effort there to educate you that, you know, these are the problems your drone could cause. And if you take the time, a minute or two, to read the website, you might stop and go, oh, yeah, I really don't want to cause my neighbor who has a small airplane from crashing.
I was just in the hobby shop a couple of weeks ago. My son and I were up there to get a cable. And the owner of the shop is showing us some of the higher end drones, you know, $1,000 type thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And these things, the more you spend, the smarter the computer is inside them. So once you start getting up to around $700-$800, the computer inside of it knows we live within 5 miles of Dulles Airport. And it says, uh-oh, you're in a restricted zone. I cannot fly over 350 feet. And the drone will actually stop itself.
How far can you go? What's the farthest any drone has gone?
Within 5 miles of an airport, you cannot go over 400 feet.
Up. How, what's the capability of these things? Can they go 1,000, 2,000, 10,000?
No, your range probably going to be about 1,000.
There's
going
to be some limit.
Yeah, because the radio you're using to control it, and then most of these higher end ones, once it gets out of control of the out of range of the radio, it will say, "Uh oh, I've lost connection with my radio. I need to go back home," and it remembers where it came
from. So, Greg, is this something that will, if you register your drone, you're going to be A-okay no matter what size the drone is? Everybody's going to, who has a drone, no matter what they're doing with it, needs to register it?
Yeah, there is the weight limits are half between half a pound and 55 pounds. If you have a drone that's weighs less than half a pound, you don't have to register it, or over 55 pounds, you have to register it by paper, and that's probably commercial. To Rich's point about, you know, the more you spend, the smarter your drone, most of them are not going to be smart $800 drones.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some intelligence here, and if it's not in the drone, hopefully it's in the humans. Right. And
but if you're looking for intelligence, why are they bringing the government into it?
Well, that's my point. I'm not arguing for drone registration, but I am saying that this is clearly a device that that I don't
in the wrong hands can be a problem in the right hands. But then it's kind of like guns. We ought to.
That's exactly. I've been waiting for the comparison to gun registration.
Yeah, there you got it here.
By the way,
Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Okay, so Amazon has added a streaming feature for new shows. Viewers will be able to enjoy a number of exclusive program options next year. There's a new comedy. These people are really going Amazon, Netflix. One Mississippi is a new show produced by Louis C.K. And this Sacha Baron Cohen. So should I figure this is going to be either a comedy or a real adult show? Kenny,
what's the probably Sacha? Both
really well, see, there's no one of the things that people like about this is there's no government interference. You can, you know, you watch whatever you want to,
right?
And there's no regulation on it, which means the language may be a little saucy, maybe there'll be a little nudity, that kind of stuff, but hello, we're adults, are we not? And but if you want to put that on regular TV, nope, can't do that. Microsoft has rolled out a countdown sale which runs through the first week of January to attract you and other shoppers with discounts on movies, games, other applications. Sale features daily and weekly offers on downloads from the Xbox Store. Xbox is just a Microsoft product, is it not? That's it?
I think so.
Yeah. FDA tech wearables with health and medical functions have become popular since the Fitbit and Apple Watch have been released. Medical companies are hoping to use the technology to develop treatments for serious illnesses. So the FDA is getting in on the act. It's hiring positions related to digital health to prepare for an expected increase in companies seeking regulatory approval for wearable healthcare devices. Why do you have to have FDA approval to put a watch on? That's really
well. It depends what the health aspects of it are, if they're trying to give you medical advice through that device.
I give out medical advice. The FDA doesn't approve of my program. They probably wouldn't approve of some of the medical advice that I give out either. Visa, MasterCard, among the credit card companies innovating new payment technologies that will let you swap out a credit card for a smart device like a key fob, a ring, watch, or a car system. Watch for that to happen next year, 2016.